The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to this podcast episode where we delve deep into the minds and experiences of those who dare to dream and act. Today, we're exploring one of the most critical elements of entrepreneurial success, the mindset. Specifically, we're talking about overcoming fear and failure, two formidable foes on the path to achieving greatness. Starting and running a business isn't just about having a great idea or sufficient capital. It's a psychological journey filled with highs and lows, uncertainties, and immense personal growth. The entrepreneurial mindset is a unique blend of resilience, optimism, adaptability, and a relentless drive to push forward despite the obstacles. However, it's also a path fraught with fear and the looming possibility of failure. Failure provides critical feedback that success often cannot. When viewed through a constructive lens, failure reveals what doesn't work, offering insights that pave the way for future success. Entrepreneurs who embrace failure understand that it is a temporary setback rather than a final defeat. They use the experience to analyze what went wrong, adjust their strategies, and come back stronger. This iterative process of trial and error is fundamental to innovation and long-term success. Fear is a natural response to stepping into the unknown. It's that voice in your head that questions your decisions, doubts your capabilities, and highlights the risks involved. Failure, on the other hand, is often perceived as the end of the road, a definitive marker of inadequacy or poor judgment. But what if we reframe these concepts? What if fear is seen as a signal of meaningful progress and failure as a powerful teacher? Fear can be an indicator that you are stepping out of your comfort zone and into a space of growth and opportunity. It signals that you are taking risks and pushing boundaries, which are essential actions for innovation and success. By acknowledging fear and using it as a compass, entrepreneurs can identify areas where they need to prepare more thoroughly or seek additional support. Embracing fear rather than avoiding it allows for a more proactive approach to overcoming challenges. Let's look at some inspiring stories of entrepreneurs who faced their fears and overcame significant challenges, emerging stronger and more successful. Sarah Blakely, the billionaire founder of Spanx, is a prime example of resilience in the face of adversity. However, turning this idea into a successful business was far from easy. Blakely encountered countless rejections as she attempted to pitch her product to various manufacturers and investors. Many doubted her concept and dismissed her as a novice with an unrealistic dream. Despite these rejections, Blakely did not succumb to fear. Instead, she embraced it and used it as fuel to keep going. Her determination was unyielding, and she remained focused on her vision. One of the key influences in Blakely's resilience was her father's unique approach to failure. He would often ask at the dinner table, "What did you fail at today?" This question encouraged Blakely to view failure not as a negative outcome, but as an essential part of the learning process. This mindset shift was pivotal in her journey. By framing failure as a stepping stone rather than a roadblock, Blakely was able to persist through the toughest times. Blakely's innovative spirit and relentless perseverance eventually paid off. She managed to secure a meeting with a hosiery manufacturer who saw the potential in her idea. Even then, Blakely faced further challenges, including convincing retailers to stock her product. Her big break came when a buyer from Neiman Marcus agreed to test Spanx in 7 stores after Blakely demonstrated the product herself by showing how it improved her outfit. Spanx quickly became a sensation, gaining widespread popularity and accolades for its effectiveness and comfort. Blakely's journey from a struggling entrepreneur to a self-made billionaire is a testament to her resilience and innovative thinking. Her story inspires countless entrepreneurs to embrace their fears, view failures as opportunities for growth, and remain steadfast in their pursuit of their dreams. Today, Spanx is a leading brand in the shapewear industry, and Sarah Blakely continues to be a role model for aspiring entrepreneurs worldwide. Her story exemplifies the power of a positive mindset and the importance of resilience in overcoming adversity. Howard Schultz, the visionary behind Starbucks, grew up in public housing and faced numerous rejections from investors who didn't believe in his concept of a coffee shop experience. Schultz didn't let these setbacks deter him. Instead, he used them as motivation to prove the naysayers wrong. His story is a testament to the power of perseverance and a positive mindset. During a trip to Italy, Schultz was captivated by the coffee culture he witnessed in Milan. Espresso bars were bustling social hubs, not just places to grab a quick coffee. Inspired, he envisioned bringing a similar experience to America, transforming Starbucks from a coffee bean retailer to an espresso bar that offered a warm, welcoming atmosphere.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
However, Schultz's vision was met with skepticism. When he pitched his idea to the Starbucks owners, they were reluctant, doubting the American market's readiness for such a concept. Determined to prove them wrong, Schultz decided to take a leap of faith. He left Starbucks and started his own coffee shop, Il Giornale, in 1986, embodying his Italian-inspired vision. Raising funds for Il Giornale was an arduous task. Schultz faced numerous rejections from investors who didn't believe in his concept. Despite these setbacks, Schultz remained undeterred. He tapped into his network, pitched tirelessly, and finally secured the necessary funding. Il Giornale quickly became popular, validating Schultz's vision. In 1987, when the original Starbucks owners decided to sell the company, Schultz saw an opportunity. With the backing of local investors, he acquired Starbucks, merging it with Il Giornale. Schultz's leadership and unwavering belief in his vision transformed Starbucks into a global brand. Under Schultz's guidance, Starbucks expanded rapidly, emphasizing not just the quality of its coffee, but also the experience of its customers. Schultz's philosophy was clear. Starbucks should be a third place, between home and work, a community hub where people could relax, connect, and enjoy a premium coffee experience. Schultz's journey was far from easy, marked by financial struggles, professional rejections, and significant risks. Yet he used every setback as motivation, driven by a relentless desire to prove the naysayers wrong. His story is a powerful testament to the importance of perseverance and maintaining a positive mindset, even in the face of overwhelming odds. Today, Starbucks is a testament to Schultz's vision and determination. It stands as a global symbol of coffee culture with thousands of stores worldwide, each one reflecting the spirit of innovation and resilience that Schultz brought to the company. Walt Disney's journey to creating an entertainment empire was riddled with failures, including a bankrupt animation studio and the loss of intellectual property. In 1921, Disney founded his first animation company, Laugh-O-Gram Studio, in Kansas City. Despite producing a series of cartoons that found modest success, the company struggled financially. Ultimately, Laugh-O-Gram went bankrupt in 1923, leaving Disney with little more than his talent and ambition. Disney moved to Hollywood with just $40 in his pocket and a suitcase full of drawing materials. In 1928, he faced another significant setback when he lost the rights to his popular character, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, to his distributor. This devastating blow could have ended his career, but instead, it fueled his determination to create something new and better. Drawing from his experience and creativity, Disney and his team quickly developed a new character, one that would become an icon of global culture. The success of Mickey Mouse marked a turning point in Disney's career. It showcased his ability to innovate and adapt in the face of adversity. Despite this early success, Disney continued to encounter challenges. His ambitious project, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, was dubbed Disney's folly by skeptics who believed a feature-length animated film would fail. However, Disney's vision and persistence paid off when Snow White premiered in 1937 to critical acclaim and commercial success, becoming the highest-grossing film of its time. Disney's journey wasn't free of hardships even after establishing his studio. Financial strains, creative differences, and the pressures of running a growing company often tested his resilience. Yet his unwavering determination to bring joy and magic to audiences worldwide never faltered. He continually reimagined his approach and pursued his dreams with unwavering determination. Disney's ability to bounce back from failure and innovate has left a lasting legacy, not just in animation but in various forms of entertainment. He went on to create Disneyland, a revolutionary theme park concept that redefined family entertainment and laid the groundwork for Walt Disney World and other ventures. Disney's story is a testament to the power of perseverance, creativity, and vision. His legacy lives on through the Walt Disney Company, which continues to be a leader in entertainment, bringing magic to millions around the world. Disney's journey teaches us that failure is not the end, but a stepping stone to greater achievements. Through his resilience and innovation, Walt Disney has inspired countless entrepreneurs to dream big and push beyond their limitations. Overcoming fear and failure is not about eliminating these elements from your entrepreneurial journey, but about changing your relationship with them. By developing a resilient and growth-oriented mindset, you can turn obstacles into opportunities and setbacks into stepping stones. Remember, every great entrepreneur started somewhere, and their path to success was paved with moments of doubt, failure, and ultimately triumph.